Before his sudden death in 1917, researchers estimated he had spent several million dollars on construction and renovations in the town. He also had the town's road and water supply upgraded, assembled a massive library, and built a zoological garden, a lavish country house named Villa Bethania, and a round tower named Tor Magdala, or Tower of Magdalene. Within the renovated church, Saunière erected a strange statue of the demon Asmodeus, custodian of secrets, guardian of hidden treasures, and, according to ancient Judaic legend, builder of Solomon's temple. Saunière began to exhibit a defiant independence toward his church superiors, refusing to disclose the source of his newfound wealth or accept a transfer from Rennes-le-Château, where he and his housekeeper were seen digging incessantly in the graveyard around the church. Yet when push came to shove, the Vatican supported Saunière, a good indication of the significance of his discoveries. On January 17, 1917, Saunière suffered a sudden stroke. A nearby priest was called to administer last rites, but, visibly shaken, refused to do so after hearing Saunière's confession, which has never been made public. His housekeeper and companion, Marie Denarnaud, kept her silence about Saunière's activities, living quietly in the Villa Bethania. Toward the end of her life, she sold the villa to a man whom she promised she would tell a secret that would make him both wealthy and powerful. Unfortunately, she too died of a stroke before passing along this secret. Thus began the mystery of Rennes-le-Château. Speculation has varied over the years as to the true nature of Saunière's discovery, wrote Lynn Picknett and Clive Prince. Most prosaically, it has been suggested that he found a hoard of treasure, while others believed it was something considerably more stupendous, such as the Ark of the Covenant, the treasure of the Jerusalem Temple, the Holy Grail, or even the Tomb of Christ. The priory claim that what Saunière had discovered were parchments containing genealogical information that proves the survival of the Franks' Merovingian dynasty. Whatever Saunière found, it seems to have been linked to Solomon's treasure long hidden in the nearby cave systems by first the Goths and later the Templars. In review of what is known about the Father Saunière affair, it appears doubtful that the priest actually found the lost treasure. It is more likely that his find was some ancient genealogies inimical to the Catholic Church, and perhaps some clues to the location of the treasure.